The Truth is Funny with Colette Steffen will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Good morning, everyone. This is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We are taking callers today, 1-800-930-2819. I'm very excited about my guests today. I always have so much fun with them. We met a few minutes ago before the show, and already I'm feeling like I'm bubbling with laughter, having fun with them. So I'm just going to introduce the show. It is what we want to talk about. We have Morgan B. and Lucianne Shard on again. They were on my show a few weeks back, and they're part of the Replenishing Life Project, which I am proud to be a part of also. I really enjoy interacting with this energy. So today's show, we're going to be talking a lot about becoming more visible and being seen and heard. And so the description that they gave me is, it can be a challenge to overcome the fear of speaking out about something dear to your heart, especially when you have fear around being judged by others. In a world where being heard is more easily accessible than ever before, we do find ourselves feeling pressured to only show a facade that looks good on social media and end up feeling silenced instead. What if there was a way that to show you that by dropping the facade and sharing your story, the good parts and the not so good parts, you're actually helping others to tap into their courage so that they can lead too. I love that. So with no further ado, I would love to bring this, I call them the dynamic duo. So Lucy, tell us what you've been up to since you've been on the show last, and please do tell us a little bit about yourself.
Too. Of course. Well, thank you so much for having us, Colette, and hi to everybody who's joining us. It's always such an honor to share this space with you, and we love hanging out with you too. We love this energy. As you were saying, since we last spoke to you, we have been immersed in the Replenishing Life Project, and we are absolutely loving this experience so far. The series launched on January the 15th, and we are in the middle of this fantastic, fantastic interview series. So for those of you who perhaps haven't heard of it before, the Replenishing Life Project is a collection of powerful video interviews that will support you throughout burnout recovery and encourage you as you replenish your life. So we have some fantastic interviews, and Colette is one of them. She is featured as well. So to give you a little bit of background as to who I am, I'm Lucianne Chard. I'm a coach and a hypnotherapist, and I really work with heart conscious people who are seeking greater fulfillment through reimagining their career and their life. And one of my biggest passions is to help these people to show up in the world authentically with quiet confidence, with clarity, and with grace. So I'm also based in England, in the United Kingdom. And what else can I tell you? I'm a cat mom of two rescue cats.
And Stella really likes that.
Yay! And really happy to be here with you today.
Very, very pleased to have you. And then we also want to introduce you to the fabulous Morgan B.
Hi, Colette, and hello, everyone. Thank you for having us on again. We are so excited about the Replenishing Life Project and excited to share your interview. It's coming up on Friday, and we've just been having a great time. It's just something that's grown, like from I feel like conception phase to it's been an incredible journey, and it's grown organically, and the community around it, it's been incredible, and it's continuing for the next few weeks. So if people are interested in joining us, we would love to have you there. So I am an intuitive business coach for heart-centered entrepreneurs, coaches, speakers, and healers. And I'm in Canada, and it's very cold right now here.
How cold is it on the east side?
Yeah, it's I believe it's minus 18 Celsius. So I'm not sure what that is in Fahrenheit, but
cold.
That's cold.
Yeah.
Especially I find in Ontario, it's a kind of like goes to your bones cold. had some pretty wild weather here too. And this is, you know, kind of something that's funny in my manuals, is because I talk about how we can all handle, you know, a snowflake or two on our authentic self triad. But when we get a big storm and it piles up, it's like on the roof. And I guess in St. John's, someone had shared a picture of a moose standing on someone's roof.
There was so much snow. Yeah.
So, you know, I just love this idea, you know, that you're steering the show this way, about being seen and being brave enough to being seen. And what does that mean to be seen? And for me, like, I was just sharing with you, I just put a newsletter out yesterday that, you know, last year, like my mom passed on January 26th. She crossed the veil 9 years ago. And around this time of year, I'll be like, I know it's coming, you know, that date is coming, but I'll all of a sudden feel like this overwhelming sadness. And then my mom's energy comes in and she's like, wake up, we're going to the psychic fair. I'm opening the event on the Thursday night at the VIP talk with Elizabeth Beads. And, you know, my mom loves hanging out there because like she can be seen and heard by a bunch of people because they're at a psychic fair.
Amazing.
That's her way of telling
yes.
me. I'm wearing the family ring that she gave me when she passed. And she's like, make sure you wear that ring. So this is, you know, like one of the things, like showing up, even though you're feeling maybe a little bit tired, a little bit sad, you know, your energy level isn't maybe where it normally is. And then I connect with you beautiful ladies and I'm instantly invigorated again. And that's what I love about this energetic shifting. And so, you know, people stepping up and being able to lead and be brave like you are. And that was just an idea. You're thinking, oh my God, the Replenishing Life Project was just an idea. And all of a sudden it was conceived and now it's been given birth to. What does that feel like for you guys? Like, really?
I mean, it feels, as you say, it's incredibly inspiring. It's also quite scary. And, you know, it's a call. It's a call to step up and to show up. Like I was saying earlier, it's a call to really walk your own talk, to show up authentically with quiet confidence and clarity and grace, and to be upfront about your own story. You know, the whole premise of the Replenishing Life Project and the core foundation of this is we wanted to create a supportive and nourishing community where it felt safe to share your story. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's, we have to do that as well. as business owners, and talking about something like burnout, you know, there's a lot of stuff that comes with that, and being able to share from a place of authenticity and from a place of open-heartedness. So
you know,
that's been a challenge.
Morgan, we have like about a minute. Can you just tell us quickly, like what it's like for you, like what
sure.
what are you feeling right now? I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, as Colette and Lucy know, I'm more of a well, mostly like, I guess, introvert, you could call it, or just very more quiet, not one to want to be out there. And, you know, but I got to a point in the last year or so where my priorities completely changed. And it didn't have the same charge to it, to that fear that was going along with putting myself out there or speaking, sharing. You know, it's still a little bit nerve-wracking sometimes, and I'm a little bit nervous, but especially with the Replenishing Life Project, I realize that there's just this force and this energy behind it. And I just had to go with it. I have to go with it. And I'm doing my best, like, to show up every day for that and for the community. And it's really helped me to, you know, and also it reminds me of the four agreements, one of the four agreements, which was not to take things personally. I think that's a big aspect of it. To really embody that. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want you to take it personally, but I have to go to break now.
Okay.
But when we come back, I'd like to, you know, touch more on this. We are live on Facebook, and this will also be available in the archives at the Truth Is Funny .com and also at transformationtalkradio.com and transformationtalkradio.fm. And it'll be available on my YouTube channel, etc., etc. We are taking callers if you do want to call in for energetic shifts, or we have two amazing energy movers here with me right now. If you want to shift something, if you have a question about the Replenishing Life Project, and we're going to touch some more on this when we come back. 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to The Truth Is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll be right back to make some shift happen.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio, Shift from Confusion to Clarity, Self-Doubt to Confidence, and from Anxiety to Peace and Balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Hello, everyone. This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can reach me at thetruthisfunny.com and also Tales from the Vector, T-A-I-L-S, from the vector.com. If you're interested in the energy correcting cards and paintings, I am about 10 hours away from doing finishing Synchronicity, which I started November 11th of last year. And I have it's been an amazing time, lots and lots happening in 2020 vision. And this is what we're talking about right now on today's show, about being able to be seen and to be heard and to be real. And I have the beautiful Lucianne Shard and Morgan B from the Replenishing Life Project, which I'm happy to say I'm also a part of. And before the intermission here, I don't like to use the word break. we were talking about how bringing a thought that was just a thought into conception and then having this beautiful Replenishing Life Project happening and watching it grow. And I would just like to ask from you, how do you prepare yourself so that you're in a really good space to be seen and to be heard?
That's such a beautiful question. So the first thing that I do is to take away any perceived pressure to perform. I like to really imagine that I'm connecting with my younger self, and that's who I'm speaking to. So when so when I'm showing up live or when I'm showing up in the Replenishing Life Project and being more visible as myself, the person that I'm really connecting to is the younger version of me. So what message does she need to hear today? And who am I showing up and being as a support and an encourager for her? And that to me helps to open up my heart so that I'm sharing authentically from that place and not worrying about what other people are thinking or whether there's any criticism or judgment, because I'm really speaking from a healing place for my younger self. And the other thing that
a very beautiful way of expressing yourself, by the way.
Thank you. And actually, you know, Colette, what's interesting is we actually utilize that question, that contemplation in our interviews in the series. We've asked our speakers to reflect on the words of guidance that they would send to their younger self. And it's such a powerful practice. And the other thing that I like to do, which is something I practice every day, is I practice pro-noia versus paranoia. So pro-noia, and you know,
I like
pro,
that.
Yeah, pro-noia is the belief that the world is secretly conspiring in your favor versus the opposite. And it's you know, what if that was the case? That's the approach that I like to have.
I love that. That's a beautiful approach. Morgan B.
That's beautiful. Yes. And for, you know, I definitely feel it's important for me to get centered, to connect within, and to remind myself that I will, and we will attract the people that are in alignment with what we are doing and with the project, and trust and have faith that whoever is there that needs to hear the message will be there, and that I need to just share from, you know, from my place, my centered space. And yeah, that the words will come, and yeah, that it's all, and as Lucy mentioned, that it's all working out, that it's all falling into place, and I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to think about that. Just be here in the moment.
I love that, because for myself, you know, I'm energetically shifting right now. So I'm always multitasking. And for me, I have a, you know, I'm starting off the new year, finishing like painting number 63 out of 64, a 13-year project. And, you know, founded the Call to Dance program, which is, you know, a series of four seminars where I show people how to get in touch with their energy and how to shift it. And, you know, I was also asked to open Illuminate Psychic Fair, which is a big event here. It's and this year, for the first time, it's going to be 4 days. And so I went into, this may sound weird because I'm on the radio. I have clients from around the world that I contact. Most of my work is done remotely by phone or by Skype. And I have, you know, a responsibility to, you know, to put my business on social media and to advertise the other events. But other than that, I mostly went into total silence. I think from January 1st till about yesterday. And I just didn't have any music on in my house. I didn't have any sound on in my house. I live alone right now. I just really wanted some silence. Just wanted to go really quiet in myself. And what I did is took every single paper in my house and dumped it on the living room floor and sorted through it. Because I find that when my environment is in perfect organization, and I've been telling this to people for a long time, if your physical environment is calm, then you're more likely to stay calm. And I'm finding with a lot of people right now, the astrological influences are really aggressive in some ways, which you may have noticed. Lucy, we were talking about this before we came on the show. You know, do you want to tell us a little bit about that, what you feel is going on astrologically now that maybe from the collective is influencing people?
Absolutely. I mean, certainly everybody that I have spoken to, from friends through to colleagues through to clients, are in some way or another feeling the effects of the cosmic landscape, in particular this recent conjunction that we've experienced between Saturn and Pluto in Capricorn. And then we've recently come through two major eclipses, you know, and there is an otherworldliness about the energy. We're being asked to look at our beliefs, at our structures around authority, our political structures, our financial structures, all those foundations that are somehow looking a little shaky right now. And before we got on the show, we were talking about the shift of Uranus into Taurus and how that's over quite a long period of 7 or 8 years. And we really are starting to see the shifts in value, in what we value and how we attribute worth to things. So that's all happening. That's a recalibration I feel that we are all experiencing on an energetic level, and in our real life, you know, day-to-day life, we're seeing that.
Yes. And this energy, you know, is like what I call the Roto-Rooter of the universe. And, I just completed my second Saturn return. So whatever doesn't get cleaned up through the first one is going to get cleaned up in the second one. And with a Capricorn rising, mm-hmm. And a Taurus moon, this energy really came, like, really, I find it absolutely amazing energy. There's mm-hmm. so much potential in it. But at the same time, it has a really strong force. And I'm finding that a lot of people that are connecting with me right now are really like almost like changing identity.
Yes.
And this is something, Morgan, I'd like to talk to you about, because, you know, we work together, like, I don't know, I think 9 years ago when we started.
Yeah.
So you were a lot more quiet and mm-hmm. came shy. Having said that, I've always, your inner power has always been very, very perceptible. And this is something that a lot of people, their view of themselves is like kind of in reverse sometimes. And so what happened that you know, that last year that you just all of a sudden felt like, you know what, I'm doing this.
Thank you. I've always, yes, I was a very shy kid, and I also feel it's more of like, I'm more natural. It's natural, more natural to me to be an observer versus to speak. I mean, there are times where I can, you know, speak and be boisterous, but that's mostly around people that I feel comfortable with and that I know. So, there have been many things that have happened in my personal life, and I ended this, job that, or career that I was in for a long time. And I just felt it was time. That's sort of the best way to explain it.
This is what so many people are saying, just like what you said. And I love how, you know, it's just time.
Yeah.
And I'm finding that a lot of people are really making some major decisions regarding like career change, like you said, or moving into a stronger way in their career. And like, I'm going to step up now. And so, you know, this energy of the Replenishing Life Project, it's really important because, you know, I don't know how many of you have made New Year's resolutions and maybe failed in keeping them. I've kept my New Year's resolution because I made a resolution to have more massages.
Nice.
Because
when
a person is has a lot on their plate, and we're, you know, we have a commitments to other people, etc., we want to show up as strong as the best version of ourselves as we can possibly be. It's important then to, as Lucianne said, to think about that inner child, that person, not even a child. I mean, it could be you, 2 weeks ago. I'd like to talk to myself 2 weeks ago and say, you know, calm down. It always does work out. It always, things get done, taking consistent steps of action and just remaining in this calm space. So with the Replenishing Life Project, I mean, you have all these really powerful energy movers and people that are in business, etc. What do you feel you have learned from this, like from this experience? Because there's always an energy exchange, and it needs to be even. And so, you know, we were talking earlier, Lucy, also about the karma around this. So what did you want to explain to people around that? Because I remember you asked me something about the karma, and I just can't remember what it was.
Yeah. So firstly, one of the main things that I've learned through this experience is the tremendous power of community and the power of coming together through heartfelt story and sharing. And we were looking at some of the fears come from, the fear of being visible, the fear of being seen. And through our work and through, you know, work individually with clients, that kind of thing, there seems to be a lot of fear that comes through from past life experience of being the fear of persecution for showing up, for showing your gifts and your talents in the world and then being persecuted for it and actually being hurt, being damaged for it. That's certainly been my experience in my own life. And I have a lot of clients who come to me who mirror that experience. So it's a collective healing process. And that's been mirrored in the Replenishing Life Project. Is there is a huge, tremendous power that Morgan was mentioning earlier behind this project, a momentum that is bringing people together for a collective healing.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Like, I love community. That's what I do my best to, engage with as many people as I can. And that's what every single time I do, sometimes I'm wondering, I've been doing this radio show for 7 years now, and I'm like, haven't I run out of things to say? But it's just, It's so beautiful to connect with people. And because, what I share with people is, I like to show people how I do it so that they can have that too. And every single time I work with a client or I work, do a show like this or go and give a talk, it doesn't matter the amount of people there or, sometimes it's lots and lots and sometimes it's smaller groups. And I find that it is just such an uplifting experience. And sometimes even when things aren't going the way you want them to or whatever, I always learn something more and improve my skill set. And this, when you were talking about this karma, that's what's important, is remembering that karma is just cause and effect. And so if you birth something of this beauty into the world, that brings more beautiful and you'll start to attract that because it comes from the heart. And so I just love that, Morgan, what would you like to share around that for yourself?
Yeah. Well, I realize that I really love to share other people's work with others and to just go with it. And like, that's what's great about the Replenishing Life Project. We have all these amazing people sharing their stories and their healing and their gifts. And there's so much goodness in there. And I feel like there are many people that will benefit from this. And so why not, and all come together, work together for the greater good. I realized too in, and Lucy and I were talking about this in my astrology chart that I do have, I have Chiron in my house of community. And I also have another few things in there. And so it is it's a powerful placement. It's also a healing for me. So I've, in this lifetime, there's a lot of healing to do around the community. And I'm meant to create that community and bring people together. So that was really cool.
This is so interesting because, I was in Vancouver at a seminar and that's how we met. And I worked with you and I remember it. This is so wild. I can't remember. It was the first time we met and I worked on something with you. And now I can feel that karma just now being lifted. And it has to do with beards. See, this is what I find is that there, nothing like energy work is so simple because if you feel and you can feel when the energy is the vibration is dropping, then you understand that you're not in alignment with what someone's saying or doing or whatever. And it's a matter of really honing in and getting very consistent with that. And then being able to really be in a place where you become neutral to the outcome. Because if you're always in the right place at the right time, then the universe, I have been so blessed throughout this. When I decided to go out and speak about this energy work, etc., I had never spoken in public. I'd been bullied in school. I was terrified, but I was determined to do it. And for 15 years now, that's what I've been doing. And the reason I do it is because I love that aha moment that people get and all the beautiful results. And what people I feel need to understand about this is that we can provide leadership. We can, through example, and we can provide, all of these beautiful programs, but any result, whether it be like someone recovering the use of their arm or someone, we just had a woman come out of a coma, a baby that was, compromised in the womb, born super healthy. these things, these are the results coming from the people, like from people who choose to hone in on these things. And I've seen people do incredible things in a split second, just like that, that you can just see, wow, this, you can just feel it. Whoa. And then there's also many layers to it. And because we're very complicated, we're operating on different time and space, and we're in different dimensions, existences. And so human beings are very complicated, and we have all these emotions. And so this is like, when we can get to a place where we don't react and we respond, then we become responsible. And responsibility is just your ability to be able to respond.
And can I say one thing with that, Colette, that mm-hmm. Also too, that responsibility for also going out there and also feeling into the energy and being receptive to what's going on around you, so that when you're sharing what you want to share or being visible, it's you're sharing with people who are receptive to it, who are ready, who are you're connected with, versus going out and just sharing everything to anyone and anyone, and just and then, you know, you might get a little bit of pushback from people that mm-hmm. are not ready for it, or, you know, so that's all about the awareness. And
well, I went to a small talk, and I was so amazed by this energy work that when I left this hour and a half talk, I was like telling everybody who would listen, and even those who didn't want to, I was born to do this. And then I realized after working with it for a few years that everyone is. And I just thought everybody would just be like flooding the gates, you know, because, oh my gosh, this is so exciting, and it's such a wonderful thing. And there's a lot of disbelief around it. So do you want to talk a little bit about that, when, you know, Lucy or Morgan, whichever one would like to address that?
I think, you know, from experience, I have certainly my the way that I see it. I mean, one of the people who I really find is a great inspiration for me is a guy called George Cao. He's a business mentor, and he talks about go where you are respected. And the way that I like to sort of think about that and contemplate that with regards to healing gifts and the kind of work that we're doing is to be aware, like Morgan was saying, to be aware of where your gifts are cherished and where they will be really appreciated. Mm-hmm. You know, I like to use the analogy of like a birthday party, that be sure that the people who are attending are in fact expecting a magician and not just someone to inflate balloons. You know, go where your magic is appreciated and really valued. Because I feel that there are certain areas still where perhaps we get stuck, and this has been my experience, in the energy of explaining and justifying what it is that we do, rather than showing up.
This is huge what you're saying, because over the years, you know, with all the marketing people, you're told, you know, you want to have your elevator speech.
Yes.
Yes. And you know, as I said, I've shared this information with over thousands of, you know, of people, and my students are still saying, how do I explain what I'm doing? And I said, I don't know. I'm still working on it. You know, I identify and I eliminate hidden energetic blocks that prohibit people from accessing their authentic desires in every area of their life. That's what I do. And I like to share information about it. That's my elevator speech now. Okay. Having said that, nobody can do it my way. Everybody has to do it their own way. And I really have a lot of respect for that because of what you're saying there. So, you know, we're going to be taking another short break here. And we are taking callers. If you still want to call in, you can, 1-800-930-2819. I kind of love that we have this space to really talk about the Replenishing Life Project And I want to, when we come back, make sure that people know how to connect with it and, some more detail about that. As I said, I'm going to be at the Illuminate Psychic Fair from the 30th till the 2nd of February. And I'm being interviewed. My interview with you is coming out on January 24. And then on the 25th, I'm going to be at 11 o'clock a.m. Pacific time answering questions for the question and answer. And that's live on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And what else? Yeah, I have some of my own seminars coming up in March. On March 8th, I have my first baby steps. You can check that out. We have special packages and bundles for the fairs that I'm going to and the events. And you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. And I am Colette Marie Steffen. We'll be right back to make some more shift happen after this short intermission.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah! Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
The Knowledge Book, currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the Knowledge Book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and this is Stella, my co-host. We're live on Facebook on Transformation Talk Radio, and we have Morgan B. and Lucy Ann Shard from the Replenishing Life Project, and we also have a caller that's been wanting to connect here. So I'm first going to get you, Lucy, to share your contact information. How can we get in touch with this project? Tell us about it, and then we'll take the call.
Okay, thank you so much. So if you would like to join the Replenishing Life Project, find out more about it, then come over to our website, and you can find that at bit.ly/ The Replenishing Life Project. You can also find us on Instagram at Replenishing Life Project, and you can email us at replenishinglife@gmail.com. So if you come on over to the website, the bit.ly/ The Replenishing Life Project address, sign up, come join us, and you'll have immediate access to the private Facebook community and all of the incredible interviews that will help you to overcome burnout and reclaim your vitality.
I love that. I'm feeling a lot of vitality now. It's working. It's working.
It's working.
Zach, we have a caller. Would you please put the caller on, tell us who she is and put her on?
Yes, we have Margaret from Alberta. You are live on The Truth is Funny.
Hello, Margaret.
Hello, Claude. How are you?
Very good. How are you doing?
I am good. The reason I'm calling is the last probably 5 months, the doors have really opened for me, and I've got many opportunities just flowing through, but yet I'm scared with a lot of even like all of a sudden an opportunity to speak at a conference, which I've never done. So maybe shifting or advice.
Okay, so, you know, I'd like to get a baseline from people, just to get an idea where they are on the scale. So 10 being hair on fire, press the panic button, and 0 being neutral to this, I've got this. Where are you on that scale?
Kind of 6 to 8.
Okay. So, you know, this is really
interesting.
Yeah, this is very interesting because energetically what's coming up, like it's kind of like, you know, people assume that when they become closer to their absolute best, like if you take your absolute worst and you take your absolute best and you're going and you wonder, okay, which one is going to trigger me? Most people would assume, you know, doing your absolute worst is going to trigger you more than doing your absolute best. But as we approach our absolute best, it is scary. So one of you two beautiful ladies who would like to step in here and get Margaret like strong and solid here. I'm going to work in the background to because it doesn't matter if the stuff that's happening is really good or perceived really bad, because that's just a perception anyway. So it still is a whole bunch of energy to handle and deal. So which one of you beautiful ladies would love to, I can feel your number dropping, Margaret, already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Margaret. It's Morgan.
Hi. Hi, Morgan.
Hi. Yeah. So I'm feeling this, like the word overwhelm's coming up. So,
Definitely.
Yeah. a weakness to the overwhelm. So yeah. And speaking your truth, that's coming up as well. Oh, being comfortable in your skin. I'm hearing that.
That's a strong one.
Yeah, I can feel that. Wow. I can feel got a lot of energy going on.
What number are you at, Margaret?
6.
Okay, good.
Okay.
I'm actually getting a 3.
But, oh, really?
Yeah, the perception hasn't caught up with, your perception hasn't caught up with the shifting that was just done.
Organization?
Fast.
Yes.
Is there anything around organization? Yeah.
The life change. Yeah.
Okay.
Morgan, did you say organization?
Mm-hmm. Organization. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I like being organized if I can. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But I felt so overwhelmed
mm-hmm.
that I'm not organized like I like to be.
mm-hmm.
Yes, that's interesting, because the more organized we become, the more we want to organize, because it feels so good.
Yeah.
So we're going to strengthen that, that feel good feeling, like too good to be true energy. What about you, Lucianne?
Hi, Margaret. It's Lucy.
Hi.
Hi. Margaret, would you like to play a game?
Okay.
So this is something that I found has been tremendously helpful for me when I felt this way, particularly if there's a live event that I need to speak at, is I like to imagine and to visualize for myself an energy mentor. So to visualize someone that you really admire, that you have seen speak on stage before, for example, to take a moment and close your eyes and imagine yourself stepping into their shoes. Imagine and visualize how they carry themselves, how they hold their body, what their voice is like, where their center of gravity is. And take a moment to just allow yourself to channel their energy for a moment, that inspiring energy, that energy that is energizing, that is motivating, that is confident and clear and aligned for you. That's a really helpful tip that I've found to help shift my own fear.
Yeah, I
come to that, a calm.
And like what I sometimes going to a concert and just watching someone, like, and just sitting in that energy. Like, I remember it must have been about 8 years ago. Elton John was in, you know, and this is like a man that was like, I don't know how old he is, but like he was wearing this hot coat, and he went 2.5 hours straight. And I was just like zeroing in energetically. Mm-hmm. You know, there's certain people that I really enjoy watching on video, etc. And I will watch them, and I will energetically shift myself to be not them. You can't be someone else, but to be able to tune into that beautiful energy. Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, when you get in touch with your number now, has it changed?
Two. Yeah, it's a two.
A two. This is again. But where I'm, what emotion are you feeling?
When I did, it's more of a confidence. Okay. But one thing that came up when doing that was speaking with clarity and. Yeah. Focus. It's like when I get so excited about what I'm talking about, I can be everywhere. Mm-hmm. I don't want to go up there and just be scattered. I'd like.
Okay. So we've run out of time, but we're just going to strengthen this focus for you. And that's why I went like into silence for almost 3 weeks, as much as I could. Just, you know, go. Long walks and just really like, okay, what is it? Why am I doing this anyway? And realizing because you love to do it. That's why. Thank you so much for calling in. It was good to hear from you. And, you're very welcome. I just want to give Morgan and Lucy a quick chance here to say, goodbye to people because we're down to about a minute here.
Okay, thanks everyone, and thanks Margaret.
All right, thank you everyone.
Thank you, and thank you so much for having us. It's been such an honor.
Oh, I just love it. And I just also wanted to thank Zach for producing the show, and Dr. Pat and her team. Thank you, because when my websites both went down, they got them up really quick. And this is some of the beautiful things that the connections that, you know, when we make strong connections. And so thank you, Dr. Pat, for giving us this opportunity to share this information to you and your team and to everybody listening and everybody now and later. We all the energetic shifts, all of this energy is available to you in the archives. We'll be back next Wednesday, 8:00 a.m. Pacific time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.